Swedish jobs in the car manufacturing industry could be at risk as a result of troubles at German carmaker Volkswagen, which is planning to cut production and close factories. FKG, the industry body for Scandinavian suppliers to the automotive industry, tells Swedish Radio News that around 20,000 jobs in Sweden could be at risk up to the year 2030 as a result of Volkswagen's crisis, as well as wider issues across the German car manufacturing industry. Nearly 1,000 berry pickers have been granted permits to work in Sweden, a big increase compared to last year where the migration agency let just 89 pickers come. That's according to SVT Västerbotten. The agency says berry picking is an at-risk industry when it comes to labour exploitation. However, most employers have been able to show that they'll offer better conditions this year, which is why a number of them have been given the green light to take in foreign pickers. A man aged in his 20s from Malmö is being prosecuted for serious drug offences after trying to flush drugs down the toilet. Newspaper Sydsvenskan writes that the man panicked when police forced open his apartment door back in February and then started trying to pour out the drugs in the toilet. Police were able to fish out about 2 kilos of amphetamines and cocaine. And a 49-year-old guillemot, a type of seabird, has been found in the Stockholm archipelago, and it's thought to be the oldest bird of its kind in Sweden. The animal was discovered at the start of the month. Guillemots are sometimes referred to as Baltic Sea penguins, and this particular elder guillemot is said to be quite alert, according to the ornithologist who found it. And those were Friday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. For a more in-depth look at the week's news, you can find our weekly podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly, in the same feed where you're listening to us now. Have a good weekend.